If you're picturing what homelessness looks like, it's probably not a woman in her 60s, but she is part of one of the fastest growing groups facing it in Australia right now. Often, it's the first time she's ever been without a roof, and she can feel frightened and isolated. If you Google what to do if you're homeless and female, this is the advice given. Stick to women-only shelters, safe houses or YWCA program shelters with mixed spaces. Rest up during the day, somewhere in public like a library. Always listen to your gut. If somewhere doesn't feel right, move on, even after dark. It sounds lonely and frightening, doesn't it? Well, the good news is the real support is out there. The federal government has put $47 million into Homes for Australians plan, with billions more earmarked for social housing. Here in Queensland, the Department of Housing runs hubs specifically connected for women over 50 with housing, health and financial help. There are also programs and organisations who promote shared living and initiatives. The Zonta Club of Caboolture are currently working with organisations sharing with friends and a vision to support and empower older women to create co-housing communities. Sue Droughton, the Public Relations Officer from Zonta Caboolture, is here to share this story. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Rose.
Sue, tell us what Zonta is doing to help these women in the predicament that they're finding themselves in.
Okay, Rosemary. Now, we talk about homelessness with women. Let's just focus on the women because that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So what often happens though, Rosemary, and these are what I would call the forgotten women. They're women who are in their 50s to 60s, maybe going into their 70s. Now, they could be widowed or divorced. And what quite often happens is they have no super. So therefore, they are not in a position to actually buy a house. So, you know, they just don't have that sort of money. Divorced women is usually the worst situation. That's the worst scenario. So these poor women, they don't have a house to live in. So therefore, they become homeless. Mm-hmm. Now, what we are anticipating, what we're planning on doing, we're actually hoping that there might be a really, really kind benefactor out in Radio Land listening to me. And because I want a block of land, I'm hoping that someone will donate us a block of land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the project is called Sharing with Friends. Now, Sharing with Friends is a project that was started by two Zonta ladies from Brisbane. And they actually came to us at a dinner meeting a couple of months ago and told us what they did and how the whole project started, how it progressed. And now there are five homeless women ready to move into their own home. So if five women have got $100,000 or $50,000, because sometimes that's all women have after divorce, and it's not enough for them to buy a home, they rent until the money runs out. So, but if they've got $50,000 or $100,000, they can buy into this project. So what they do is, say there's five women, so what this project has done, they have built a home and it has five separate units in it, if you can get a drift. There's a kitchenette. They have their own, entirely their own, it's their own unit, right? They own that unit. So they have a kitchenette in there. It's a lounge come bedsit. So then they have a communal kitchen where they can prepare bigger meals. And then they have a communal barbecue and they have a communal laundry. But the women all have all these women who are about to move into this project. It's over on the south side. It's over near Darra, which is western mm-hmm. suburbs out in Arlaway.
Yep.
So what they're going to do, they're going to move into their homes and they'll no longer be homeless. Now, isn't it a wonderful thing? So
yes.
What we are planning to do is we are looking for a block of land. Now, believe it or not, the Moreton Shire Council, Mayor Peter Flannery is already on our case and he is also helping us look for a block of land. Right. So then we're going to build this home that is going to house and accommodate five women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the case of what's happening over at the south side, now these women have all met each other. They all have all, they have coffee together, they have dinner together, they've become friends. Because they need to work out the dynamics, you know, the rules, the regulations. And there are a lot of rules that are involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's just something that can be, you know, what is happening, Rosemary? Many of them are just falling through the gaps
yes. In
the housing support system. They're not eligible for social housing, but they're unable to afford private rentals or retirement living. So they're sort of known as what we call the missing middle.
Yeah.
And they've contributed to their communities and built meaningful lives, yet fear homelessness. And often after a divorce and years spent caring for children and aging parents or working in lower paid jobs that they that they've left to, yep. And it's given them little opportunity to build any sort of financial security. So that's now these residences that we are planning on building, they're a private studio style residence.
Mm-hmm.
They share communal spaces. There's opportunities for connection and belonging, and it's a lifetime housing security. So isn't that fabulous?
Yes. Now, Sue, I'm just listening, and it is beautiful. I'm thinking to myself, for people listening and who want to support, donate, mm-hmm. you know, partners, advocates, how do they get on to this sharing with friends need, you know,
well,
right now?
There is. Okay, so there is a website. So you can connect with us, and it's www.sharingwithfriends.org.
Okay.
And they can email, they can get info@sharingwithfriends.org. And these two ladies who are Zonchins from Brisbane, they, with, you know, some partners, they started this project.
Lovely.
And these are women are about to move into 2026.
Lovely.
So it's a combination of affordable housing, gives them connection, gives them dignity, long-term security, and it just demonstrates on how community-driven solutions can create a lasting social impact and inspire new responsibilities to the housing issues of older women.
Yes.
So this is what Zonta Caboolture now wants to do. This is what we want to do.
Lovely.
Now, we need, sharing with friends, Dara, they had a lot of community help. They had a lot of pro bono work done by tradies. But our first thing is we need land. And I, as I said to you, Mayor Peter Flannery is on board with us. So let's hope. I mean, I'm sort of hoping just between you and me that he's found a block of land.
Yes.
And
yes,
he's going to ring me one day and say, he's going to spring and say, hey, Sue, I've got your block of land. Well, won't that be wonderful? So then we can start moving. So,
Sue, if there was a woman in the community right now that's worried about her own housing future, where should she start?
Well, this is the problem, Rosie.
Yeah.
There is nowhere for her to start.
There you go.
There is nowhere. Unless she is renting and she's lucky enough to be able to rent,
yep.
Therefore she might be thinking, well, hang on a minute, I've got some money, maybe this is what I can do. Mm-hmm. Well, she just contacts us. She just goes onto the website, contacts us and says, hey,
okay,
I'd like to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And we will take, you know, all the details will be taken. So that's what it's about. It's not, as I said, it's not for young people.
Older women. Yeah.
It's just older women who are facing homelessness through, you know, as I said, in most cases they're divorcees and they've spent their time looking after their families and their parents.
Yep.
You know, lucky, some women are lucky, they might inherit money and they can just afford to go and buy a little place.
Mm.
But a lot can't. I mean, a lot have only got 50,000 or 100,000.
Yeah.
And that's nothing.
It's a lot of money, but it means zip today when you're trying to buy a home.
But it's when you're trying to buy something, and particularly if you haven't got an income. See, younger people, you know, people in their 20s and 30s, you know, if they've got 50,000, 100,000, they can go and buy a house because they are still working and they can prove to their lenders
that they can pay it off. Yeah.
That they can pay it off. But these women have no way of doing it. So they buy into this, home, and then they live in it because it's, and then it becomes theirs. It's an eternal ownership until they die.
And Sue, the wonderful thing is that it's compact. It's everything that a woman over 60 needs, and there's no problem. What would be the takeaway thing that you would want our listeners to take out of this conversation, Sue?
What would I want our listeners to take out of this conversation? The awareness of that this is a problem in our community, but then most people are aware that homelessness in this day and age is an issue.
Okay.
What else would I like them to take out? If someone out there has got lots and lots of money, they could help us. They could help us build.
Yep. But we need a couple of entrepreneurial people, and it wouldn't necessarily take a lot out of their pockets. Yeah.
Absolutely. And there is one organisation here in, well, the organisation is at Morayfield, and I won't name who it is, but they are incredibly generous. They're
Philanthropic.
What's the word?
Philanthropic, yeah.
Philanthropic,
yeah.
They're a philanthropic family.
Lovely.
And I know that they have done wonderful things in our community.
In the community.
And I'm not asking for them for money, not just yet, but I will. But we need some land first. That's our big thing.
Yep.
So once we get some land, and it needs to be a decent, not a 600-meter square.
No, it needs to be a good size.
It needs to be a little bit of size about it.
Yep.
So that these women can,
create
a new life for themselves and live in comfort and security. It's just living in security and comfort. I live in security and comfort, and I'm sure you do.
Absolutely. Rosemary.
And sometimes do we take it for granted? I mean, is this something that we take for granted?
Yeah,
I don't.
It's pretty easy to do that, Sue, but I try to make it my business not to do that. That the conversation that we've had with Sue Droughton really brought home how many women in our community are facing homeless insecurity. Mm-hmm. Now, falling through the gap between the social housing and the rentals, you know, that they simply can't afford. Sharing with friends, and I want to say that loud and clear, sharing with friends is offering real hope, building co-housing where women can age with dignity, connection and security. Their first development at Darra opening is late 2026. A huge thank you to Sue Droughton from Zonta, our Caboolture, for sharing this important story with us today. And you can connect with other stories about what Zonta gets up to in the city of Moreton and beyond. There's a heap of podcasts there on 1015fm.com.au. Sue, thank you so much for that.
And there's also our website too.
And the website. Rosemary. Thank you
so
much.
We have a wonderful website, www.zontacaboolture.org.au.